This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to Enemies, Scoffers, Atheists, Skeptics, Lunatics, Weirdos, and Assorted Bad Guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we're hitting on some really good things across the country. Remember, justice is the guardian of liberty. We see an investigation being reopened by the corrupt FBI, and I'm talking about at the top here, friends, namely James Comey, because the pressure of the American people is becoming relentless. They have to respond because they realize that if you keep pushing too far, you may expose more than just the likes of Hillary Clinton. And you better bet your bottom dollar, they're not afraid to deliver people up, friends. It reminds me of Bugsy Siegel, who said back in the 30s, he was one of the mob heads. He was shot and killed by his own. He said, "You never have to worry about us taking somebody outside of our own circle. We only kill our own." You better bet your bottom dollar, friends, they're willing to go ahead and deliver her up to the American people. And the same thing goes for Barack Hussein Obama. But you, America, need to understand that when you're willing to take it to them and you do all that you can do, because I hear emails all the time asking me, "Bradley, what should we do?" Do all that you can do and hold your ground. Let them feel your steel, America. But do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. When you obey God because you love God, I'll tell you what, He will without fail, because He is faithful. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where He is not faithful. Nowhere. Even when you're faithless, it tells us in the book of Timothy, He's faithful. In spite of you, He remains faithful because He will not deny Himself. He is a judge, first and foremost, and that's what makes Him good. Read Nahum 1. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose they're reopening the investigation with Hillary Clinton. That's good. Okay, we're going to talk more about that in just a couple moments. What I want to do, real quick, and I say this with great respect. Honestly, this is not a Bradley Dean word, but I have joy in bringing this to you. It reminds me of back in the day during the Revolution. The old-timers used to talk about glorious news, glorious news. Friends, I have some glorious news for you. And I also want to... Do I got Tim Brown there, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com online with me? Do we have Tim there? Okay, we don't have Tim up yet. Folks, I have some glorious news. I want to lay this out real quick. For all the mainstream media-driven commenters and constitutionally illiterate people who have been bad-mouthing the Bundys, who have been willing to stand and expose corruption in government and federal government and in the BLM, while the American people and the conservatives and professed Christians thought they were a bunch of loons, I want you to listen carefully. Because, again, for all the mainstream media-driven commenters and constitutionally illiterate people who have been bad-mouthing the Bundys and their stand at the Oregon Malheur Wildlife Reserve, both Bundy brothers, along with five others, have been found not guilty on all charges, friends. On all charges. Do I have Tim Brown there?
I'm here.
Okay, Tim, I didn't have you the first time around. Tim, okay. Without further ado, in me belaboring this, can you go ahead and share with the American people as to what's taking place concerning the Bundys right now, namely with their verdict, not guilty on all counts?
Yeah, the jury had gone 4 days before they were stopped by the judge and asked for a verdict, and so during that time, they had deliberated over that. They had to let one of the jurors go. There was some questionable things going on with that, and select an alternate who came in as well. But they came out with that they're not guilty on all of the charges, including possessing a firearm in a federal facility. How do you like that? So that was one of them, the conspiracy charges and some of the other things about keeping federal agents from doing their job, which they didn't do. And several other things. So they declared them not guilty. And if you recall, back in September, they basically dismissed all the charges against Pete Santilli up in Oregon, and they moved him down to Nevada, where he's facing charges for basically reporting the news from 2014 there in Bunkerville. Now, these guys will go down there as well. They'll be transferred down to Nevada because they have charges there. But with what just came out last week, where 700,000 mailers were sent out by the Nevada Democratic Party, basically contaminating the entire jury pool of the state of Nevada. And so if you ask me, it's enough to really get that case dismissed, too. There's no way the guy's going to have a fair trial in Nevada. But they're pushing to at least move it out of the state, which sounds ridiculous to me, because that's where the supposed crime had occurred, but there wasn't any crime. So, you know, they're hoping that there'll be something similar that comes out of that as well. People can go read the article, and there's a couple of videos where the guys are, you know, rejoicing about that. And then I did an update, too, and this was from Pete Santilli. He said, "God so moved so mightily today, we felt the tremor of that not guilty verdict all the way from Portland, Oregon, to Paramount, Nevada, which is where he's at now." And he said he promises you the same verdict is going to be read here, too. And they've pointed out they had 15 informants who were paid by the FBI to infiltrate them, if that tells you how many backstabbers are in the quote-unquote patriot movement.
Yep.
So, and for people who don't know, I'll just go ahead and tell you, I think Pete Santilli has had a tremendous Christian conversion. And I've gotten a couple letters from him. I shared those with you before. And the guy's mindset is completely different in how he views things. And so, you know, God's worked in the midst of that, not only to demonstrate that you can win when you stand up, but even change hearts in the prison like that.
Well, now, I think it's interesting, and you don't know what I'm about to tell you, Tim, but I received a phone call today from Michigan from one of our friends over there. And while the conservatives and the professed Christians were capping on the Bundys and the guys that took a stand exposing for the likes of Hillary Clinton, stealing away their land, taking away uranium ore, and selling it to the Russians, which is an act of treason. That was in Oregon. In Nevada, Harry Reid is doing the same thing, and he's selling uranium ore to the Chinese. And America needs to understand that these heroes were the ones that were willing to stand and take it to expose corruption at work. But what happens? The conservatives and the professed Christians, Tim, what do? They get and they go along, and they go along with the sheeple because they want to believe what they're told by those that are actually committing the crime of conspiracy. Tim, I'm going to pull you up right after this break, if you don't mind.
Funding actually goes towards our posterity, and of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched. That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. And or you can jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. That's double E, Bradley, okay? Just so you understand, it's not E-Y, it's L-E-E. So when I'm saying double E, don't get that messed up. But again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, you can also check us out online at any time, 24/7. We're loading up news reports on a daily basis that is countering what you're not being told in many cases and what you are being told in many cases, and which is set and controlled by the state-controlled narrative, which is corruption overall from the top to the bottom. I also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're talking with Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media.com, right now. And we just found, folks, that the Bundy brothers, both Bundy brothers and five others were exonerated. They were found not guilty on all charges in the Lure Wildlife Occupation. Now, what's sad to say about all this, Tim, is we lost Lavoie Finnegan in the process. And maybe, I don't know, it's a terrible price to pay for freedom. There's no question about it. But maybe that's what needed to take place before the American people would actually turn and take a look as to what was going on concerning both cases in Nevada and in Oregon. What say you?
Yeah, well, that's true. In fact, I did a report several weeks ago in which Deb Jordan, who works with Pete Santilli, she was recalling a lot of the things that had went on out there, and I had several guys that I worked with who were there in Nevada. And the things that Michelle Fiore, who's a Nevada assemblywoman out there, said that went on, that some of the tapes that are not being released to the public from BLM, their body cams and audio, they won't give that, they won't let that disclosure out to the public, which I don't know why they wouldn't, because aren't they supposed to be representing us?
Exactly.
They have to release that to the defense anyway. But some of those BLM officers were saying things like, they were hoping that it would be a big bloodbath, that it would be something like Waco, and they couldn't wait to take out this particular person or that person or this particular head of cattle or that one. I mean, it was just some sick talk. And you're right, you know, Mr. Finnegan lost his life, and you know, we heard that there was an investigation over agents over in the FBI because they took shots at him as he exits the truck. And if you watch the video and the articles, which I've linked to several of them, you can hear the shots as he comes out of the vehicle with his hands up. And then, what about the Oregon State Police who killed him? They murdered him. They didn't have any kind of, they didn't give him any kind of medical assistance, and he bled out there in the snow. And now you have guys being exonerated, and the whole reason for the arrest was illegal. In fact, it was orchestrated by Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
And exactly. I was just going to bring that up. That's exactly right.
Yeah, we have, in the article that it's linked to, there's links in there where people can go in and they can see the text messages from the phone. We're talking about screen captures from the phone, people around, in and around Kate Brown, that this is being orchestrated, and some of those things that were pushed forward came from the White House. So everybody needs to understand, this is not a federal issue in the first place. And that's what these guys were standing up against. They were saying, Constitution says you guys can have land 10 square miles and you can have it for this purpose. What, you can't have it to have a wildlife refuge. You can't have that. And the state hasn't given you that authority. You have to, again, the Constitution says that the state legislature has to turn that over. So that's what they were standing against. But people have been so conditioned for peace at any cost that they're unwilling to rock the boat to you know, do what's right. This isn't just about uranium ore or resources and stuff like that. This is about what we get to in Scripture, where it talks about the love of money, because that's where this all goes to. These people love money. They want money, and with the money comes power. And this is how they're doing it, and they're advancing a global agenda. I mean, this is all tied back to Agenda 21, and the BLM is the heavy hand of the United Nations in that. In fact, I did an article, I think it was earlier this year or late last year, where back in 2010, a BLM agent confronted a man and his wife about their claim, which they had registered. And the BLM agent said that their authority superseded the Constitution.
Yep.
So people need to understand, when you read things like there's a corporation in London.
And it does not. It does not. I just want to make sure everybody understands it does not usurp the United States Constitution. America, if you want to forfeit your rights, you go ahead and do that. But do remember, the only way that you lose your rights is by giving them up through forfeiture. You have to fight to maintain your rights, and keep in mind, your rights came from God, not from the generosity of the state. Never forget that. Go on, Tim.
Well, that's true. And so when people read, you know, about this issue of a corporation, the United States in London and stuff, that stuff's for real. There's the documentation. You can go read it all online. And that's where they're undermining your rights. Now, they're doing it illegally because, again, you go back to the Declaration of Independence, and the rights it specifies are those that can't be given up and can't be taken away. So what they're doing is they're doing something that is, one, it's immoral, but really it's illegal under, you know, our founding documents as well. But until people are willing to stand up and do this, and even be willing to give their lives, you're not going to see much difference. And there's only a handful of people who do that, which, you know, that's all it really takes is a handful of people. Most people's stomachs aren't empty enough to where they're ready you know, wake up out of their slumber of their entertainment, their sports and everything else, to actually do something besides complain.
Yeah, well, hopefully it doesn't take too long, friends, because the bottom line is you're going to answer for everything that you leave undone as well as what you do on Judgment Day. And keep in mind that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this to judgment. We are going to answer for everything that we do or don't do in this life. And don't forget it. Tim, I want to leave you with this. I brought it up during the first segment. I had a friend call us from Michigan, and he's always kind of the one that kept us abreast as to what was going on out there with Pete Sensella, the Bundy guys, and others. LaVoie Finicum, both in Nevada and in Oregon. And I wanted to tell you, Tim, in front of the country, while others were smacking the Bundys down, I was told by him that it was this radio program and a very few others across the boards, which majorly includes you, Tim Brown, from sonsoflibertymedia.com, that we were the only ones that were willing to keep it out there while everybody was just going ahead. They were just going ahead and turning their heads and looking the other way, as if to suggest that these men weren't sacrificing themselves to make them aware of an issue concerning their federal government. So I wanted to high-five you on national radio. He said thank you very much, and do let everybody know that you were one of the few that were willing to keep it out in the face of the people. And that's, I guess, the reason that we're here, Tim, is to do cleanup, to say and counter what's not being said and to the things that are being said. So I wanted to tell you thank you very much for your time, and I wanted to let you know that on a ending note here, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yep, you got it. Thank you again, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Again, going back to what the old-timers would say, this is glorious news. It really is. It's a victory for freedom. It really is. But notice the fight. Notice the length of the fight. And, folks, hopefully there's going to be more to come concerning what's going on in this country. I want to hit a couple things before we actually get over to the topic in what I want to talk about. And I'm not going to even lead into that right now, because if I do, I'm going to start rocking and rolling on that. And I don't want to do that right now. So there's a little salt on your tongue. Today's headlines. This was interesting. Again, today's headlines. Ready for this one, friends? Again, 50 people show up to a rally in Florida for Hillary Clinton. Man, the way the state-controlled narrative is set, man, you would think that, well, half of America loves Hillary Clinton. No, as I shared with you yesterday, do not forget, friends, more people want her indicted and charged and thrown into prison, at least for her crimes against we the people, than those that want her in office. And there is another exhibition, an example of exactly what I'm talking about. Friends, keep in mind the tactic is cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. That's a Saul Alinsky tactic. And don't forget Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent in the People's White House, that effeminate sodomite, and Hillary Clinton are both Saul Alinsky disciples. We need to deal with them. And oh, wait a second, that's what we're going to get to right when we get back. But it only reiterates the point, friends, Hillary does not have the support outside of what you believe she has.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
When I host my family, my mom says, Carol, you have this magical way of making us all so comfortable. Yes, Mom, the comfort elves work very hard at that. The truth is, I have thecompanystore.com. Everything's made with the ultimate comfort. Now, if I just had some cleanup elves.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Much going on again in this country. As I shared with you during the first segment, friends, the FBI is reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton. Keep in mind, folks, it's just them dodging and diverting is all this comes to. But it is coming through the pressure from the American people saying, you know what, enough is enough. She is not legit. She is a criminal, and we want her dealt with appropriately. So it gives them another chance to revalidate themselves, and that's what they're in hopes of doing through the likes of James Comey by reopening the investigation, saying, oh, well, now there's some more emails that we didn't know that there were there, friends. In other words, we didn't know that the American people would do what they're doing now. Therefore, we better respond, because if we don't, there's going to be a lot more of us going down than just Hillary Clinton. And as I shared with you earlier, don't think for one moment, friends, that they're not willing to go ahead and throw their own in, because that's all they do. And so, again, this is good news. We have some good things on the horizon. And I also wanted to bring up another point here. Speaking of justice, which guards our liberties, it really does. There's an increasing clamor on the internet for the impeachment of Barack Hussein Obama as well. More and more people are waking up to whom and what he is. Well, there cannot be any doubt as to his complicity and guilt in many nefarious and seditious and treasonous acts. The method of removal is much more important than 99% of the people seem to realize. Because first, in order to lawfully impeach a sitting president, it's found in your Constitution, America. And again, keep in mind, you're the law. Article 2, Section 4. Lawfully impeach a sitting president, he must in fact be the president. Only a president can be impeached from the presidency, leaving everything he signed into place for his replacement to deal with after his removal. You see how this works? This is why they have been guarding the issue, friends, of calling you a birther. Again, browbeating dissenters. Those that want answers, they browbeat them, they polarize them, they pick on them. In which, by the way, in many ways, it's okay, but in other ways, it's illegal as to the things that they do concerning their method in which they use. But again, friends, going back to this, and it's important, again, for us to understand that everything he has done as the sitting president can be undone. And this is what they're afraid of. Obama has yet to prove that he's even an American citizen. But, folks, you are told to stay off that topic. And like a bunch of capitulators and cowards, for the most part, the American people have let it go. Namely, those that should know better. Secondly, the House of Representatives only has the power to impeach. The assent of the Senate via a trial presided over by the Chief Justice is necessary for removal. This is all constitutional. Obama and the treasonous Democrats and Republicans have a stranglehold on that part of Congress, and I can tell you they're using it through extortive measures. They've got dirt on these people. That's why they go along to get along. Now, the only course that I can see in a good conscience is his arrest. Now, some may say this is just way over the top. As I was sharing with you yesterday, friends, if you don't send the message that you are not going to tolerate the crimes of those that are there to and swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, if you don't deal with those that transgress our constitutional law, you only encourage them to do it and embolden them to do it all the more. And as I've said so many times, they will always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And this is the bottom line. And don't think for one moment it cannot be done, friends. This can be done. So again, doing so will show the world that he has usurped, if we bring forth judgment, that he has usurped the office by deceiving the American people through the assistance of seditionists and traitors, namely those that call themselves representatives and, of course, special interest groups. Everything that he signed is void since his signature is invalid, removing him by force, exposing his treachery and fraud, and repudiating his actions since 2009 will go a long way towards setting back the agenda of those who put him in the White House in the first place. So impeaching him will merely throw him under the bus while still advancing our destruction. See, because you're leaving justice off. When you read the Constitution of the United States of America, it talks about not only impeaching him, but once he's lawfully impeached, then you can bring forth charges against him concerning his crimes against we the people while serving we the people, while namely in this particular case, while serving himself. So, giving any legitimacy to his actions is a travesty of justice, and it's a curse to our land. And their friends, is no question about it. There's no question about it. I mean, just, I want you to think with me for just one moment, okay? This is headline news. I'm going to give you headline news, okay? This is, it's just a real, clear, clean way of thinking and how we should be thinking on a daily basis. Again, keep in mind, justice and judgment is the guardian of our liberties, okay? The Obama administration found criminal and corrupt. America, you already know this is the case. You already know that this is the case. Okay? Headline news. The Obama administration found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. There's the headline news today. This is the headline news across the globe that the American people, 318.9 million people in this country, will not tolerate the crimes of the corrupt because they love God enough to keep his commandments. See, America, you've been singing for so long, God bless America, you forgot that your duty is to bless God, America, by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his judgments to keep and do them. Because if you love God enough, everybody in the world would know it because you wouldn't tolerate crime. That in the spiritual and even in the natural. The American people, for the new listeners, have been so conditioned and dummied down and desensitized that they actually believe that those that represent we the people know better than we do. that do know the Constitution. Friends, the bottom line is you have the roles completely backwards. Furthermore, taking it to the natural, again, going to Arlington Cemetery or a veteran memorial across the United States of America, go there. Look at the price paid. And let me ask you the question after you go there and understand the price paid for your freedoms. I want to ask you, why is it that you have tolerated somebody in the White House or in your representative positions in this government? Why is it that you have been conditioned and dummied down to believe that they can go ahead and desecrate the office in which somebody sacrificed to give them the privilege to be there in the first place? Do you not realize that you are, you friends listening to me today, do you not realize that the very ideologies that our veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against is what you're tolerating today in this country? Folks, this is totalitarianism. This is communism from the top to the bottom. And rightly so, if Jesus said, and he did say, you judge men by their fruit, and knowing these men by their fruit, can anybody really dispute my conversation that I'm having with you right now? Nope. You can't. Not even those on his side. Because those on his side don't realize the severity. And see, they also don't understand the history of how people overthrow governments, do they? They use these people called Democrats, which turn into socialists. And then once they're socialists, what happens is once the communists come behind the socialists or totalitarian governments or whatever you want to call it, authoritarian, so on and so forth, friends, you don't realize the first people that they kill off are those people that they used. And you know what they say? We have to kill them off because they were willing to betray their own people. How many Judases do we have in office today, friends, that are setting themselves up as they sell you out, as they sell you out and they sell you down the river, friends? They have no idea that they're a part of this justice and judgment as well. And by the way, those that are being used to bring about justice and judgment, in many cases, their judgment is much worse than the people that they're used by God. Just ask Nebuchadnezzar. Ask any other dictatorship, friends. Because America, it's gone beyond chastisement in this country. You are now under the judgments of God. And we have one last stand to either deal with corruption and bring forth the judgment that God commands you, America, or you're going to go ahead and be left over to a reprobate mind and to a tyrannical government. And at length, you're going to wish that you did, when you had the time to do it and did it not, that you had that time all over again so you could right the wrongs. No, you have the freedom today to do the right thing. You have the freedom today, America, to right the wrongs. And it's for you to right the wrongs and obligate yourself as a patriot. Patriot, defined in Webster's 1828, is to uphold dying laws, friends. And these laws that are dying, they're being assailed by corruption in your system, in your God-ordained institution called government. And I'll tell you what, I will stand behind good government every single step in the way. If you're corrupt, I'll be the first one to stand in front of you. Folks, we need to get this right because we have the opportunity to get it right. This isn't wishful thinking. Let me go back again. What if you woke up this morning, opened up the newspapers, or turned on the television to your local news channel, and you saw this? The Obama administration found criminal and corrupt. Impeachment will take place this week. And all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. Why is that a thing, America, that so far out there could never happen? It's what you must do. You don't have an option, America, as to right the wrongs. Because if you leave it off, as I said yesterday, either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. You can see the bayonet on the horizon. And by the way, that is the next stage in judgment upon this country. Mark my words, it will be the sword. I mean, you already see the sword falling on the innocent on your watch, namely the babies that are being slaughtered 3,000 and 4,000 a day. I mean, when is the American people going to realize the gift that they've got? And once they realize the gift that they've got, freedom at the expense of others, John 15:13, I'll tell you what, man, there's nothing that we won't fight for. And I'm telling you, America, you've got the stuff because the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has not forsaken us. It's time to turn back unto Him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to take you back to the beginning of the show again, if you don't mind. And I'm sorry for saying I do got to tell you, I'm very hungry. Here, I started the show out with this, but I want to, again, emphasize the point. We just found out that 50 people showed up to a rally in Florida. And as I have re-emphasized and reiterated time and time again, she doesn't have the support. I hope people are finally catching on to this, because what you hear through Fox News... Oh, hey, by the way, nobody beats up on your choice more than Fox News, friends, if you haven't paid attention. And we also know that an operative on the behalf of the Clintons was just added to their anchors list. So you need to understand... And also, they are part foreign-owned. They can't afford a strong American government, say they. So understand what goes or falls from the top is going to go to the bottom. But, you know, I spend, probably the last year and a half sharing with you, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama, that their support is all contrived. It's fabricated. It's created out of thin air. What I didn't know is today, when I was doing my homework before the show, I found out that back in July, I believe it was, again, take him for what he is, love him or hate him, Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks guy, as we all know him, right? That representatives, corrupt officials in America want him assassinated. They want him killed. You heard that on audio yesterday. But WikiLeaks reported back in the summer of 2016 that Hillary has no real support. She must pay off, and that Whole team must pay off youth voters to attempt to convince the people that she has real support. Again, she doesn't have the support. And to be quite honest with you, friends, I can feel this. This is beginning to cave all the way in around this administration. That's what's happening right now. And by the way, I praise God for it every step of the way. Now, I want to make one more point before the end of the show here. And I don't mean to be so scatterbrained, friends, but there's much to say. And I didn't get to cross my T's and dot my I's during the first segment because we pulled up Tim Brown from Sons of Liberty Media concerning the topic of the Bundys who were exonerated, as with five others, and Pete Sensella. But I just laid to your candor during the last segment. The Obama administration found criminal and corrupt. This is the headline news. Impeachment will take place this week, and all administrative officials who have continuously broken the laws of our constitutional republic will be tried, convicted, and brought to justice. Did you know that the impeachment of Andrew Johnson, I'm bringing the price paid for your freedoms, and I'm also bringing corruption on a head-on collision real quick here. After Abraham Lincoln was killed, Andrew Johnson wanted to go ahead and replace the Secretary of War, Edwin McMaster Stanton. He had removed him and he wanted to replace him. And because he did that, one infraction, the smallest infractions of violation of our Constitution, did you know that there was 10 charges brought against Andrew Johnson concerning impeachment? They didn't tolerate, folks, 1,180 transgressions from a foreigner in your people's White House, friends. No. It was one fraction, one thing he did without asking Congress, which is you, America, for permission to remove the Secretary of War and replace him. He was brought forth on impeachment charges. It wasn't just one, it was 10. Going to line upon line, precept upon precept, to my next point. Again, for those that did not know, one of the most incredible tales of corruption in America is the crony banks that we have. Speaking of corruption again. And when caught doing things that are unlawful, no one gets justice. In fact, they get a slap on the wrist and a fine of several million dollars, which is effectually paid with fiat money that comes from the Federal Reserve with the approval of Congress, which they are, I'm sure, getting a little residual on the side or under the table concerning that residual, which is then paid by fees by the common people, which is me and you, who pay their taxes. However, with the claim by this administration that banks are too big to fail, but also apparently too big to jail, they could learn a lesson from Iceland, who just jailed 26 corrupt bankers to 74 years in prison for their roles in the country's 2008 economic collapse. Folks, I could spend another hour on that, but I want to show you, friends, it can be done, and it is being done. And I want to tell you something. If they fear one thing, it's the message that I'm giving you right now. They're scared to death, America, that you are the law. That you will actually, again, love God enough to keep His commandments and deal with their corruptions. We will not tolerate your crimes any longer. And I end with this, Amos 5. Let judgment run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream, saith the Lord God. Because it's time, Lord, for you to work. Yep, and I say that, and I can hear an answer back by the Holy Ghost. Yep, and now it's time for the church to respond to the commandments of the Most High God. It's the mercy of the Lord that thinks these things are being brought to the light. Now, church, do your job and actually execute and enforce those laws against these criminals to send the message throughout the world that we are still the light of the world. We still belong to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Israel has meaning. For those that did not know, Israel means, to find out, God's fighter. America, it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight. It matters how big the fight is in the dog. So let's get it on.
That's right. And I think the Sons of Liberty here for years and years, we have been preaching the truth, fighting the good fight of faith on all different battlefronts. You know, it's interesting. You meet ministries across the country and they focus on one particular issue, which is fine. But we here at the Sons of Liberty, we're like, I don't know if you wanted to say like just, what is it with the gun when you have a automatic weapon in your hand?
Yeah.
That's kind of like how I feel like we are. We just hit this and hit that and hit this and hit that. We go all the way across the boards. And for those of you who have been hearing the Sons of Liberty on the radio program, for our new listeners.
Hang on a second.
Yes.
Wasn't that cute, honey? Wasn't that?
I was like, where is Sam to tell me what kind of a gun
Sam,
I'm
wasn't
thinking
that cute?
Of?
You're the producer, and she's supposed to be a part of the show, or is it just me, myself, and I?
Did you like my little brrrr?
Is who I be, or what? Wasn't that cute, what Mom just said?
It was kind of...
cheesy.
An automatic weapon fires like this.
She brings the cheese.
She does.
That's right.
And we appreciate that.
Yes, that's right. What would you do without cheese? You'd have life very
We'd be
boring.
Hungry.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So what I was saying with that is the Sons of Liberty, we are hitting so many different issues, and we need the support of people who are listening out there to say, let's do this thing together. As Bradley always says, we can do this, but together. We can't do it apart from each other. We need each other to do what we need to do to restore our nation. So if you've been listening to Sons of Liberty on the radio, or perhaps been getting our newsletter emails, which if you're not, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and you can sign up, or sonsoflibertymedia.com. But chances are you have heard about our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. Now, we thank God for our faithful supporters who are already Sons and Daughters of Liberty, who have been supporting our work as we preach the truth and further the gospel message. However, we know that there are some out there who have not yet become Sons and Daughters of Liberty. You've maybe heard us on the radio, you've seen it through the newsletter, but you just haven't quite gone the next step to go online and check it out. So what we are doing, we've decided to do this for the next 30 days. Anyone who becomes a new monthly donor or who increases their giving, if you are already a monthly supporter, will receive a free copy of our For the Children book and our My War CD containing Bradley Dean's life story. These are both wonderful products. In fact,
yeah, the comic book was actually done by Danny Bulinati, who used to be an artist for both DC Comics and Marvel Comics. It's second to none.
That's right, and that's in the CD format. You'll be getting that.
And the testimony is always this: I can't set it down.
Yeah.
That's what people continuously say. It's like, oh, cool. What are
because
you getting out of it?
Because it's true. Everyone Amen. Loves true stories, and everyone loves to be inspired, and it's the truth that's inspired by God because it was birthed forth from the Holy Spirit. So you'll Amen. Love the CD with the My War containing Bradley's life story. It's so inspirational. But so some of you might be thinking, okay, so I hear this. What do I need to do? If you are not yet signed up as a son or daughter of Liberty, it's as easy as going to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty or Sons and Daughters of Liberty. It's at the top of the screen on the left. You can't miss it. If you are already a monthly supporter, I'm going to give you some directions here, so listen up. Increasing your donation is as easy as logging into your account. So you go to donately.com, and that's D-O-N-A-T-E, period, L-Y. And there's no .com, excuse me, so just Donately. And clicking on Manage Subscriptions. Once you're in, you can edit your information, such as your card number or the amount of your donation. And when you've finished updating your information, you can click Update Subscription at the bottom of the page.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. It's real simple.
That's right. And that's when you're already a son or daughter of Liberty. You have to go to the Donately or simply call our office at 1-866.
Are you going to answer the phone?
Oh, absolutely. I am here. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. That Donately option is for those of you who are already monthly supporters. You'll know what that is. So we would ask that you would consider becoming a son and daughter of Liberty if you have
What would be the number one reason you would support this ministry?
I would, because I know that my money is going to people that are actually doing the work of God. They're not just sitting on it. They're not constantly doing and movers. They're putting faith.
They're not constantly doers and movers?
They're not constantly sitting. They're doers and movers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
They are
was
doing
that my bad or your bad?
Probably yours. I'm just guessing.
But you told me one time I was wrong. I said I was wrong once, and then you told me I wasn't.
That's exactly right.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.